You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/Savage Premium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/Savage Premium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much. So this is a Savage team meeting, and I got this yesterday, and I'm kind of used to being boycotted. It's cost me a lot of money over a 30-year career. I knew they were going after my advertisers behind my back, but now they've escalated to a new level, and we dug into who they are. Have you ever heard of NewsGuard? Have you ever heard of Macrina Wang of NewsGuard? Well, you're going to learn about Macrina Wang and NewsGuard today, because they've gone after Michael Savage, and I need your help. The way I need your help is both to contact NewsGuard and tell them you will not stand for communist tactics like this. I will give you her email, macrina.wang@newsguardtech.com. Do not curse her. Do not threaten her, but tell her what you think about communist-style censorship. If you want her phone number, I can give you that as well. This came to me through my advertising agency. Hi, my name is Macrina, and I'm an analyst with NewsGuard, a company that reviews and rates thousands of news and information websites for various metrics of credibility and transparency. You can learn more about us at our website, www.newsguardtech.com. So they went behind my back, contacted my ad agency, and I would like to contact Mr. Savage as I have a few questions about the Michael Savage Show. I was unable to find any other contact information for him and would greatly appreciate you sending this along. Now, that's a lie, because we have contact information all over our sites, don't we, Karen? Yes. So they went behind my back, interfered with my economic advantage, and I'm going to sue them. I never heard of them, but they rate podcasts and radio shows and TV shows in order to boycott advertisers and destroy anyone they disagree with. So they go on to say they don't like my viewpoints on COVID-19 vaccines. And they quote a January 24th, 2023 episode of my show with Dr. Kelly Victory, where she questions the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines. Now, this Wang is not a medical doctor. This Wang has no PhD. This Wang is nothing but a low-life communist tart. When I get through with them, they're going to find out they cannot intimidate me. So she doesn't like what Dr. Kelly Victory, who's treated thousands of patients, has to say. And then they quote multiple studies put out by the establishment, JAMA. You know who they are, don't you? A once respectable organization that's become wholly owned by the pharmaceutical industry. And then they quote NEJM, the once great New England Journal of Medicine. When I was in grad school, they were great. They became nothing. They became garbage, all controlled by the left wing. And then they attacked me because of my opinions on global warming. On January 4th, 2023, Savage discussed global warming. He said the science is in it is a hoax. The warmest may as well believe that reptiles rule the earth. The warmest may as well believe that the earth is square and not round. It's pretty clear that there is no global warming caused by mankind, which is not to say we like pollution. That's not the point. There's no science supporting global warming, unquote. And then she goes on and quotes all of the regular agencies that support the scam called global warming, all of the governmentally controlled agencies and the United Nations. And so they go on about the midterm elections, where it says in November 15th, 2022 episode, Savage continually suggested the 2022 midterm elections were stolen in favor of Democratic candidates. Yes, I do. Yes, I still believe that. And I'm not going to read the rest of what she said. And this Macrina.Wang says to my advertising agency, trying to destroy me in my estimation, please let me know if you have any questions about NewsGuard. You can reach me at Macrina.Wang@NewsGuardTech.com. Or at my Google Voice number. Now, I'm not going to give that out right now. And I must tell you this about Macrina Wang, who I never heard of. I asked her to stop contacting me. I told her to only contact my attorney, and she continues to harass me. This just arrived today. She wrote, Mr. Savage, I'd like to follow up on the questions I sent yesterday. I also have an additional question. Who is the owner of the Michael Savage Show? Respectfully, Macrina. I told her to leave me alone and only contact my attorney, Daniel Horowitz. My friends, they're trying to drive me out of the business. Do you understand what's going on here? I'm going to go into who NewsGuard is. I never heard of them. I have been boycotted since I went into radio. It cost me millions of dollars over a 25-year career, but I went on anyway. I've been banned in Britain. I've been thrown off MSNBC. I've been thrown off Cumulus Radio Networks. And I'm very proud of the fact that I'm still alive and still broadcasting the truth. The way I see it. You understand the truth the way I see it, not the way she sees it, or the way the government sees it, or the way the controllers in the Soviet Union used to see things. So I didn't know who NewsGuard was. And we looked into this. And I answered Ms. Wang. All I said was, I'm turning your email over to my attorney, which I am doing, Dan Horowitz. We're going to sue them. I'm turning your email over to my attorney. You email my ad agency with multiple lies and falsehoods in an attempt to destroy my business with AdvertiseCast. That is exactly what she did. I didn't know who NewsGuard was. Karen, what did you find about NewsGuard?
Actually, believe it or not, they're maybe one of the lesser issues. There's even worse people out there, if you can believe it. But NewsGuard's special concern for policing COVID information might have something to do with the fact that it's the their third largest investor is a multi-billion dollar global communications company called publicist group. An excellent investigative report on NewsGuard conducted by Mint Press News revealed not only publicist's shadowy ties to the government of Saudi Arabia, but the fact that the pharmaceutical giants Pfizer and Bayer Monsanto are some of publicist's top clients.
Well, let's stop here. So NewsGuard, which pretends to be a guardian of the truth and fact checkers, they're actually employed by big tech. And what they do is they put out misinformation about, they attacked, for example, we found out Breitbart News for years. Of course, Breitbart millions of dollars to defend themselves. They attacked Prager University. Who else did they go after? Who else are they harassing? Do we know?
Revolver News, plenty of them. And also there's another group called GDI that's made a lot of...
I want to stick to this. I want to stick to NewsGuard. They're the ones who went behind my back to my advertising agency. They're trying to suppress free speech. They've been attacking me. Do you know who they support? Who NewsGuard's rates, good or bad? Take a guess who the good ratings are. New York Times gets 100 out of 100. You believe the New York Times, LA Times, CNN, Democracy Now, that left-wing group, Mother Jones, owned by the most fanatical losers in the world, Media Matters, they're rated as good. Who's bad? Who's bad? The Federalist, the Epoch Times, Breitbart, Fox News and Prager University, and now Michael Savage. So they're trying to destroy us. There's only one thing I want my listeners to hear. This is nothing new to me, but it's a new way to destroy me. They're not going after individual advertisers. They went right to my advertising agency in order to try to destroy my podcast. So listeners, if you've come to love my desire to save America from the communist hordes that are destroying every aspect of our life, from the pervert. So listeners, if you've come to love my desire to save America from the communist hordes that are destroying every aspect of our life, from the perverts in our schools to dragging us into World War III because of the military-industrial complex, you name it. If you trust my independent viewpoint, and you have for all these years, you can support this show by supporting my advertisers. You say, well, how? Well, one of my most important advertisers is Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H. You heard the ads on the show. Here's what you need to do. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. That's S-A-V-A-G-E to 989-898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. I'm suggesting you go buy some gold, not only to support the show, but to support them, because they support me, which means they support the truth. So they censor media companies that refuse to bend the knee or comply with their approved left-wing narrative. The New York Times and CNN get perfect credibility ratings. Karen, who are they owned by?
I don't know. They were founded by a couple different.
Yeah. Well, I just look up NewsGuard online. Just quote, put in NewsGuard.com. See who is the people behind them. See the names. Just put in NewsGuard.com and then see who runs it. Who runs News?
Well, some of their board of advisors are Michael Hayden. He's a former head of the NSA, head and architect of the National Electronic Surveillance System.
Wait.
On U.S.
Our investors include Stephen Brill and Gordon Krovitz. They have governing rights in NewsGuard and control the editorial products of NewsGuard. So who is Stephen Brill and who is Gordon Krovitz? Who are these people? Oh, well, I don't know. I never heard of them. Where'd they come from? NewsGuard is a legally registered corporation with offices in New York, New York. Co-CEOs and co-editors in chief and investors, Stephen Brill and Gordon Krovitz. Wow. Who are they? Well, here's some others. Ijag von Otterloo, Nicholas Penniman, outside investors in descending order of their investments, Publicis Group, Nicholas Penniman IV, Cox Investment Holdings. I don't know who these shadowy organizations might be, but I'm concerned that they're trying to control what you can hear about COVID, for example, vaccines, for example, global warmings, for example, and war, for example. There's an address for NewsGuard, 25 West 52nd Street, 15th floor, New York, New York, 10019. Very interesting. Very interesting. Does anyone know who these people are? Anyone ever hear of Stephen Brill? Can we look up Stephen Brill, the New Thought Police? Well, here's an article. New Thought Police NewsGuard is owned by Big Pharma. This came out in January of 2020 from Organic Consumers Association. And it says NewsGuard received much of its startup funds from Publicis Group, a giant global communications group with divisions. Oh, really? Who owns that? Who has the hands in that? Organic Consumers Approach. Interesting. The media is using variety tactics to restrict your access to truth from websites like michaelsavage.com and like Organic Consumers Association and Breitbart and Prager University. But I don't know who Publicis Group is. Publicis Group's health subsidiary, Publicis Health, names Lilly, Abbott, Roche, Amgen, Genentech, Celgene, Gilead, Biogen, AstraZeneca, Sanofi, Bayer, and other big pharma giants as clients. And it gives you some idea of who is out to get Michael Savage. GlaxoSmithKline has also awarded Publicis Media a huge amount of business. Wow. They added $400 million to a $1.5 billion Publicis collaboration. That's interesting. There's that much money involved? Who are these people? Who in the world are these people trying to control a narrative about health, healthcare, masks, COVID, the vaccinations, and global climate change? We don't know who they are. Stephen Brill and Gordon Krovitz are named. They're media entrepreneurs behind NewsGuard. Really, Stephen? Why don't you have the balls to come on my podcast, Stephen? I would like to debate you, Stephen, and see who you are. Step out from behind the shadows, Mr. Gordon Krovitz. You are nothing but Soviet scum, in my opinion. So they've also gone after companies that want to raise organic food. They're assigning color-coded nutrition label to sites in order to make sure, in my opinion, that organic foods don't get too much control over chemical foods. This is unbelievable. So this is what happens when you let big tech and startup companies take control of the news.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
My friends, we're in very dangerous straits. I've been boycotted for my entire life in the media, and I'm still here. And I'm not going to let scum like this stop me. But I need your help. Yes, I need your help. I'm not asking you to send me any money. I will go after them legally on my own money. But you're going to support my advertisers if you believe in the truth. It's that simple. And or can they subscribe to the podcast if they would like to? How would they do that, Karen? What do they do? What if they want to get it ad free? I mean, if they want ads, they should support Birch Gold. So right now, text SAVAGE to 989-898. They should support Birch Gold and all my other advertisers. But what if they want it ad-free? What do they do?
They go to glow.fm/savagepremium. But there's a lot of links on our site. So if you just go to the website at the top, you can see it'll see home, podcasts, and ads.
Okay, michaelsavage.com. So NewsGuard claims that they rate the credibility of news and information websites and tracks misinformation. they say that CNN and New York and the New York Times are totally reliable. That's their ratings. And now they're out to get me. NewsGuard Technologies was founded in 2018 by Stephen Brill and Gordon Krovitz. Mm. The current team include journalists such as the former publisher of the Wall Street Journal, the founder of the American Lawyer, you know how much I love lawyers, and Court TV, as well as former editors at Reuters, Associated Press, Chicago Tribune. Well, I guess you understand who they are. They're a left-wing Soviet hit group, in my opinion. They claim to control what's accurate and what's inaccurate. And now they're gaining great, great ground. And they've raided more than 6,000 news sites in order to control what you can and cannot read. Welcome to the USSR. This is Michael Savage. Again, I'm under attack. In the past, when I was banned in Britain, I raised funds for the Savage Legal Fund. I've exhausted the fund a long time ago. We spent a lot of money, and I'm still banned in Britain, I'm proud to say. Was I wrong? Didn't I warn you what was coming in Britain when I was banned back in 2008 or 2009? Yeah, didn't I tell you that it would become a fascist dictatorship? Do you know that they're arresting people for silent prayer in Britain if they're praying silently in the street across from an abortion clinic? That's England, the land of the Magna Carta under the scum that took it over. So I've been on the front lines a long time with my simple message of borders, language, and culture. And I'd like to say to you again, they are out to get me and destroy this podcast. They sent this to my advertising agency, and it came to me from Macrina Wang at NewsGuardTech.com. And she went right to my advertising agency and tried to influence them to drop all my advertisers without saying so. Of course, she knows that would be illegal. What do you think she did it for? What do you think she did it for? So, Doug, what have you found about them, or what would you like to add?
It's simply amazing. On their advisory board, a gentleman named Richard Stengel, you might remember him. He was on Obama's State Department. He described himself as a chief propagandist back in Obama's term.
Who is this?
His name is Richard Stengel.
And who is he? What does he have to do with this news? Whatever.
He's on their advisory board.
Okay, so it's a group of left-wing fanatics.
Correct.
We're trying to control the narrative worldwide by controlling advertisers. Unbelievable. Any pictures of Richard Stengel or Krovitz or this other Brill? Can we get pictures of them up on my website?
Yeah.
Just for informational purposes only. Find out who NewsGuard is. Put their pictures up on my website, michaelsavage.com. And then link this video, please, to my website and all socials. And we're going to run this as a podcast, as a bonus podcast. That's astounding, Doug. Anything else? Any other info we should share with our listeners?
Yes, actually, not only have like these news agencies teamed up with NewsGuard, but the American Federation of Teachers, which is like the largest teachers union.
Oh, you mean actually, the ones that let men with fake breasts teach our children?
Yes.
The ones who let transvestites poison the minds of five-year-olds?
Absolutely.
The American Federation of Transvestites?
They have launched a national partnership with NewsGuard to protect and champion legitimate journalism and fact-based reporting to help educators and their students navigate a sea of online disinformation.
Interesting. Isn't that something? NewsGuard, huh? What a clever little name. Oh, here's his picture. Oh, look at cutie pie. Stephen Brill, a native of Utica, New York, studied film, theater, and acting at Boston University. So that's what made him an expert on COVID and vaccines, I suppose, and the climate science. Stephen Brill, journalist, is an American lawyer, journalist, and entrepreneur who founded monthly magazine, The American Lawyer. Oh, he's a filmmaker, don't you know? Well, here's a picture of Stephen Brill as a young man with very, very pursed lips. Interesting. Interesting. A member of a theater group in Boston. Come on my podcast. Let's have a debate, Brill. You're a good actor. Come on my show and let's have a debate. continued to write plays and moved to Los Angeles, where you began auditioning as an actor and writing screenplays. You're nothing. You're garbage. You're filth. That's who you are, Brill. Never forget what I said to you. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell. I don't really roll over to bullies, Brill. I never did. And you don't scare me one iota. So, my friends, I think that's all I'm going to say right now about NewsGuard, who went behind my back to my advertising agency using someone by the name of Wang. Somebody by the name of Wang to get me. I told her to leave me alone and only contact my attorney, Daniel Horowitz. My friends, they're trying to drive me out of the business. Do you understand what's going on here? But I'm not alone, I found out. They censor any media companies or podcasts or shows that refuse to comply with their left-wing narrative. Meanwhile, CNN, Mother Jones, and the New York Times get near perfect ratings. They blacklist people like me because they claim my content is misleading. So now we have to find new advertisers if this keeps up. Well, my friends, I'm not alone, but I need you to help me by supporting the Michael Savage advertisers on the Michael Savage podcast. And or you can join the ad-free membership list and receive special invitations from me and discussions simply by subscribing here. Glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's Glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Because one day, this podcast will go silent. But it's not today. It's time the American people and the Savage listeners know the truth. I'm putting everything on the line to fight back and expose these vermin, but I need your help. Karen, Doug, anything else to add?
I would add, we were just recently, the podcast was mentioned in the New York Times, along with another multiple conservative podcasts, labeled one of the most, one of the biggest podcasts for misinformation was the show. And working behind the scenes, I can tell people emphatically, Dr. Savage is independent. Like we don't have meetings with people that tell us, giving us our talking points. You know, you're at a point in your career that you could do whatever you want and say whatever you want. And there are some times that I feel that you don't feel comfortable putting something out there because you're not sure if you can lead with that information. You're always very, very considerate of the listeners, that whether it's medical advice, whether it's whatever it happens to be, you're very cognizant and aware that your words are powerful and that you don't want to incite violence. You don't want to have someone take a medication they shouldn't take. And you don't want to be harmful. You don't want your words to harm others. And like I said, we're very independent at this show.
You know, what's interesting, Karen, is we just posted a new podcast today called When the Chrome Was Thick and the Women Were Straight. And we interviewed Ms. Pat Park, mm-hmm. a North Korean young lady who escaped North Korea when she was 14 into China. And she was turned into a sex slave. That's right. An actual sex slave to the Chinese vermin in the Chinese military. A 14-year-old girl. She eventually found a way to the land of the free and the home of the brave, she thought, America. She was so smart. She learned English. She got into Columbia University. And then she hit a stone wall like she never could believe. Miss Park found out that the identity politics, the culture wars, the authoritarian tendencies that she saw at Columbia were identical to those of North Korea. And what's chilling is Brill and his cohorts would fit right into communist China, in my estimation. All they need is to be part of the Red Guard. Then they'd feel like real men, wouldn't they? So this woman, Yomi Park, finds liberty and freedom in America. And she finds that at Columbia University, 97% of her student friends are completely brainwashed. And when she spoke about the mass political indoctrination that she saw going on at Columbia and in the United States, and when she was at a luncheon with the top leaders of Hollywood, suddenly she was censored and she got death threats. That's our podcast today, When the Chrome Was Thick and the Women Were Straight. And that's the sad truth today, is that people who would have been very happy working for Joseph Stalin or Mao Tse-tung or Pol Pot are now in very high places in the media in America. This is Michael Savage. Again, if you want to keep hearing this podcast, there's only one way to do it, and that's to support all my advertisers. Here's what you need to do. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit about gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So right now, text SAVAGE to 989-898. The way you can support this podcast is by supporting the Michael Savage advertisers on the Michael Savage podcast, and or you can join the ad-free membership list and receive special invitations from me and discussions simply by subscribing here. And if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.